Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Mr. Tracy Allen Haynes. Allen, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you very much, Tanya. And I'm so grateful that you've allowed us this platform to share to the world our information and our messages to help others enjoy the things that we're enjoying with your organization and helping others. So thank you very much. And those that have tuned in, congratulations. You're very smart today. I'm going to share with you some content that originally was published in my book, Bold, Helping You Unleash the Hero Within. And I talked about awaken and be bold. So I'm going to break that down for you today. But before I start, I want to share some information with you. Did you know that home-based businesses are hot, that 69% of the new businesses in the United States start at home, and 59% of established businesses are home-based? 59%. And did you know that people of all generations are taking a chance on their own businesses? 15 to 20% of the existing workforce right now, regardless of their age, is engaged in running some kind of a business part-time or a startup or a more established business. Now, did you know that women are still diving into entrepreneurship? And that's the fastest growing sector in entrepreneurship, but they've fallen behind men a little bit. For every 10 men involved in entrepreneurship, there are only 7 women involved. And this number dipped in 2011 because one contributing factor was that men's rate of new business creation increased while women's held steady. So imagine with me, if you could start that business from home, you know, what would that look like? What if you could start that business and allow you the opportunity to grow an abundance of wealth in a positive, ethical, and natural way? And that's what we're going to talk about here today with my short 25 minutes. I hope to be able to get through all of it, but if I don't, I encourage you to connect with me on LinkedIn at tallenhaynes.com. At tallenhaynes.com. Mention that you heard me today on the summit, and I'll forward you the presentation in its entirety. So, again, you're very smart if you've tuned in today to listen to this program, because we're going to share with you how you're going to be able to profit from your passion by doing what you do in a way that's the easiest and quickest way to build wealth. So if you're interested in that, grab your coffee or whatever you need, or your favorite beverage, and let's get started. I'm going to go over 10 keys that allow you the opportunity to grow abundance of wealth in a positive, ethical, and natural way. And that first one is profit. Step one is profit. I mean, let's be honest. We're in business, and some people get a little sticky about this, that they got to sell or things like that. But one of the keys of being in business, obviously, is profit. So you do this by helping others, and you can't ethically profit unless you're actually helping others. So that's the key. Number two is passion. You know, there's some argument about this, about, you know, follow your passion and the money will come and things like that. But what is it that you're doing now for free, and what is it that you love to do? Think about that. Number three, and I'll go more into these as we go along, but just real quickly, number three, and I love this part right here, we're going to make some hardcore decisions, and we're going to get you right on the road to removing what isn't working right now and putting what does work in, okay? Number four is mentality. This is programming your mind like CNN in a way that you can progressively move forward. Number five is talent, and talent can be defined in several ways, but I'm talking about what is it that friends, family, and strangers have told you all your life that you do the best, that you're the best at. Number six is skills. We're going to use your finely tuned skills over time. And education, this can mean a couple things. Education from a traditional standpoint or from a self-education standpoint. But we're also talking about what you've learned from your life experience. And then we have experience. There's three types of experiences. You're going to find out what they are. And then action. We're going to cover the art of getting things done immediately. It's not about having the perfect plan. It's about the quick plan that you can perfectly fine-tune over time and get you out there. And then finally, persistence. How are we going to tie all this together? You can do 1 through 9, but it doesn't mean anything if you don't go back to the drawing board and persist. That's the main key to success. If there's anything that we have in common or don't be afraid of is failure, because I'm a perfect example of failure. So you just consistently get out there and go back to the drawing board and fix it. So let's dive into this first part about profit. What's the definition of profit? It's a gain or a return or a benefit. You basically cannot profit unless you ethically help others. And here's the reality. We're not talking about fancy cars or houses or watches or champagne. It's about living the way you want. What that means is being able to do what you want, when you want, where you want, and however long you want, with whomever you want. That's the reality. You're going to be selling. What it really means is exchanging solutions for money. Now think about it, because those solutions equal value. And people aren't giving you their money, not ethically or honestly anyway, without seeing some value, meaning you have a solution delivered to them in a way that helps them. And you never feel guilty about it. You can't feel guilty about exchanging value for money, for profit, because you're in business. One of the most lucrative opportunities is when you're doing a presentation is you tell them that you're going to have something to sell them at the end. They're there to buy something from you. People talk about making money. Here's one thing. You don't make money. Earl Nightingale, who's the dean of personal development, the only people that make money, now write this down, is the people that work in the mint. Everyone else, you and I, we earn it. So never feel guilty about earning it. It's about doing what you do best, delivering value, the easiest and quickest way to create solutions and become valuable to others and leverage that value for money. That's what it's about. And the best way to profit is to do what you love and profiting through your passion. And that's what we're going to talk about in this next step, passion. I hope you have a piece of paper and you're writing this down and following along, because this is where you start to decide what it is that you love to do. Think about the things that you've done for free. Maybe what are your hobbies? Maybe it could be music. Maybe it could be anything that you're passionate about. If you're going to be doing anything, the passion has to be with it. Because what I've found through my venture and my journey up to this point is 98% of this world has no passion. They're doing it for the money. And you have to get past that part. If you do it for the money alone, you're going to run out of fuel very quickly. Okay? So, a key is to make your vocation your vacation. And feel, you know, like you never have to work another day in your life, and that's the perfect scenario. Every exciting opportunity out there to earn money can be tied to your passion, so remember that. I guarantee if somebody is making millions, and each and every one of them is with their passions. So list your top 3 to 5 passions on a piece of paper. What do you love doing? What makes you get up in the morning? And just keep listing them over and over and over again until you come down with one that really resonates with you. And then you have to make a decision. Step 3, I love this part. You know what happens when you make a decision? Something dies. Something goes away. So decide. How do you come up with that? When something dies? You know, think of the word homicide or suicide. When you decide, something dies. So make a decision, and this is an important one. Make a decision what's not working for you right now and who isn't working with you. So let's start with what isn't working. What strategies, tactics, methods, and habits are not working for you to get you to where you want to be, to make you wealthier, happier, healthier? This is the favorite part of my presentation, because you have to be honest with yourself. Start by listing them down. No one has to see it, but list them down immediately what's not working. So let's talk about who isn't working. And this is a touchy subject. Nobody said that this was going to be easy. There's 5 different types of people in your life. People who make the same mistakes over and over again. People who are negative. People who care about nothing. These are the friends who, when you ask, hey, what's happening with you? And they always respond by saying, oh, nothing. Nothing's going on. They don't care either way. They're living their life by default, not by design. And people who make you feel drained, everybody has those people. Every time you talk to them, they just drain your energy. And then who's the people that are trying to pick your brain or manipulate your time? Okay? The unfortunate part of all 5 of these types of people is that many times you can't identify them immediately. That's why it's important that for 72 hours to 7 days, here's an assignment for you. I want you to begin to keep track of your conversations that you have with people. What is it that you're talking about with them? You know, the late, great Jim Rohn said that we're the average of the 5 people we talk to the most. So over the next 7 days, I want you to narrow down the people that you're talking to from your work, community, your personal life, and document what you're talking about. So make 4 columns on a piece of paper, and column 1 is the subject. And you're going to have a brief moment where you write exactly what you're talking about. Not word for word, but paraphrase it. So you have an idea of exactly what the conversation was about. And the second column is the amount of time you spent talking to this person. And the third column, which is the most important column out of all of them, is I want you to remember how you felt after you had that conversation. How you felt after you had that conversation. And then the fourth column is their name. Who you actually spoke to. Now, like I said in the beginning, this is a hard one. This is a decision part. You want to begin to see who you're talking to and how much time you've given them. Which, let's be honest, the most important thing you have right now is time. and keeping track of how you felt about the conversation. Once we spend that time, we can't get it back. And this process will begin to immediately identify the wrong people in your life. So the next hard part is, how do you get them out of your life? Now, I'm not being mean, okay? I'm being tactical. It's very simple. Why is it that vultures don't fly in space? Why is it that vultures don't fly in space, outer space? The answer is that the environment's not conducive for them to do so. So you're going to develop your own environment that's not conducive for those types of five types of people that we just talked about. Once you've identified them, this is how you're going to either help them get up to speed or move on. Move on from them. You can't change everybody and you can't help everybody, okay? But you can start to influence them. And if you can't influence them, it's time to move on. You're either going to be influenced and become better, or you're going to move on. And these are your choices. And you're not going to be confrontational. Okay, I'm talking about, this is how you're going to do it. You're going to become busy. You're going to become busy. That's all it is you're busy. They can't talk to you if they can't reach you. They can't email you if you keep taking your time to email them back or call you. Be very protective of your time. I send everybody through my scheduler. If you want to talk to me, you have to go through my scheduler. There's several reasons why. It's because if it don't get on my Google Calendar, it ain't going to happen, because I'll get past it. And, you know, I've got ADD just like everybody else. So you're busy. Don't dedicate your time to people who unfortunately don't matter or they don't care. And if you've identified them as one of those people that you're not helping get to where they need to go, or you're influencing them and they're not getting to the right place, and they don't sound like the type of person that you want to be around, why have them around? And why allow them to come into your life? Now, this is tough talk here, folks, because it's very serious. And a lot of people get hung up in this area when they try to advance in their businesses and try to make themselves better, is because the people that they're hanging around and how it's influencing them. And they might be nice people. They might be nice people you can talk to maybe once a month, okay, or every couple months. I have nice people, you know. Some of them I talk to once a year. They're nice people, but they have nothing that's going on that's helping them or helping you or as a benefit to have a conversation. And what I mean by benefit is people who are going to build you up and speak great things into your life. And that's what the Public Speakers Association does. When you're around these types of people, they build you up, all right? We're talking about people that don't fit into those five types of people that we just described. They're not draining you. They're not manipulating your time. They're not doing the same foolish things over and over again. And they need to care about something. And when they talk to you, when you ask them what's going on, they don't say, oh, nothing. Nothing's going on. So you have to begin to identify the people in your daily and weekly life, because that's going to determine your mindset moving forward. And we'll talk more about mindset next. But you have to begin to guard your mind, your body, and your soul. And this is how you do it. You become busy immediately. First time I did this years ago, I discovered there was a friend who unfortunately couldn't talk about themselves all the time. You know, the only conversation that we had worth talking about was just about them. So I became busy. If you don't want to listen to somebody talk about themselves 24/7, you know, and you don't want to dedicate your life to that, you become busy. All right? So write that down. Now, real quick, we're getting close on our time here, so make sure you reach out to me on LinkedIn so I can give you this entire presentation. We have about 5 minutes left, but I'll just keep going. You know, there's 3 billion people on the internet. And I guarantee you there's somebody who will speak great things into your life just as much as you will do into theirs. Step four, mentality. This is where we get to programming your mind like a news station. And I want you to understand that you have to put into your head each hour, whatever you put into your head each hour has to be very important. Every hour in the day, you're going to program your brain with positive messages. There is so much information on YouTube, Google. You can find millions of free and paid messages out there. There's no shortage of this content. Only crisis in commitment. You know, what is your commitment? That's the crisis, is being committed to continue these positive things entering your mind, okay? And you have to begin to change the way you feel. Remember, I said the most important way to profit is through your passion, and that's the way you feel. Begin to look at that feeling, that mentality, that connection you have to what you love. You know, I love to help other people. I love to help them awaken and realize that there's more to life than what we've been programmed to hear or been programmed to do. So you begin to impassion people every day, and it has an effect on you. And that platform that can help you do that is the Public Speakers Association as well. So negative and positive can't live in the same space. When you fill your head with negative, it stays there. And positive doesn't get in. But when you fill your head with positive, it does the same exact thing. The positive stays in. So the last thing I leave you with today is let's fill your head with positive thoughts, positive notes, positive people. And just like I said in step three, you have to decide. You've got to remove what's not working, whether it be a strategy or a person. But take the time to identify what's not working. When you identify it, they can't fill your head with the wrong thoughts. You need the right ones, and they're out there. There's tons of content out there to help you do that. Commit yourself every hour to something that's going to help you with your mentality so you can awaken and claim your authority in life and in business. So thank you for tuning in today. If you just came in, I want to encourage you to connect with me on LinkedIn at tallenhaines.com. It'll redirect you to my LinkedIn profile. Make a comment that you heard my presentation. I'll send you the presentation. I'll also send you a copy of my number one best-selling book with Les Brown, Bold, Helping You Unleash the Hero Within. And I'll also send you an advanced copy of my new book called The Authority Code, and which will be coming out soon. And you can ask me any questions on LinkedIn as well. But thank you for tuning in today, and you have a great rest of the day. Thank you.